Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
All right, welcome back. Top of the second hour. Tom stepped out momentarily. He'll be right back. But we are basically kind of talking about what began as the YouTube outage today, right? And now YouTube is back up, apparently, and we're kind of speculating on whether or not that's a psyop, whether or not it
or litmus test.
Yeah. And whether or not it, what's the word? I can't think of it. It starts with a C. Whether or not it's in conjunction with the ICANN's DNS cryptographic key update. But, you know, I mean, again, there are fishy sorts of, you know, clues, I guess, or, you know, the fact that YouTube was down for what it was about an
hour
or so.
Not quite an hour.
Okay. So how many millions of dollars did YouTube lose in that hour? And these companies, you know, like you were saying, the money is a big issue, and it's not just money, it's cash flow. So if you disrupt the cash flow, man, the whole thing comes to a screeching halt. Even though they've amassed, you know, trillions of dollars in market capitalization, it's all about cash flow. And so the millions and millions of dollars they lost invariably in that almost hour, you have to wonder, why would they let that happen? The potential of that, you would think. I mean, remember the Y2K scare, for example, and people lost their minds. And ICANN's been talking about this cryptographic key update for 2 years now. You would think that if anybody would be positioned to make sure there would be no disruption, it would be YouTube. It'll be interesting to see what they say about this.
Absolutely. And we still have Rhonda waiting for a while on the phone.
Oh yeah, Rhonda.
Roxanne?
So we should take Rhonda first. Rhonda
was the last
Rhonda caller. Already called. Roxanne. Right. Yes, Roxanne.
All right, so Roxanne in Texas, you're on Resurrect the Republic.
Good evening. Have you heard of AXIOM?
Axiom?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, that's CIA, BlackRock, controlled by Hillary. That's moving the data on board from Little Rock. She's moving over to Shanghai, and Jerry C. Jones dumped all of his stock. Anybody that doesn't know that DARPA doesn't run the Facebook and Google, I mean, what are you, in the dark ages, whatever. But, I'm a matter-of-fact person. I like to give facts. I don't like to talk and yibbity-yibbity. But Hillary Clinton has moved her company, Axiom, which has changed names several times, over to China, because there's no extradition. But that's what Trump is doing. He's dumping all this. Chris Ray, he smashed all those smashed Blackberries and laptops. He has all that information.
Let me ask you a question. What do you mean that she moved the corporation to China because of extradition?
Well, do you know about Axiom?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
You mean there's no United States federal agency control in China? Because
right.
If she's a United States citizen
and
she commits, if she's a United States citizen and she's committing crimes, it doesn't matter where she commits those crimes. If they're if they transcend the border of the United States, then she would still be by theory held accountable by theory. But we know that, you know, they have a special title of notoriety. Yeah, but that doesn't matter. If her corporation was in New York, she probably wouldn't be charged.
Yeah,
absolutely. But just going real quick, do you know who Henry Hopkins is? and who his handler was. I mean, this stuff is, I can trace it back to John Quincy Adams. I can trace all this back. There's nothing new to me. And I don't Bible thumb. I trust in God. I don't need religions. I don't do any of that. But it's nothing new. We can name the people Jacob Egibi. It's in cuneiform tablets who were the bankers. It's the same story. It's the same story. We don't need to go on and on.
Are you talking about Henry? Are you talking about Harry Hopkins, the
yes,
Secretary of Commerce?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, now I know who you're talking
about. And who was his handler?
FDR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no. He was the handler to FDR, but the guy that controlled Laughlin, that controlled Veblen, was Henry Adams, who was John Quincy Adams' grandson, son. And the son of John Adams, folks. I can do timelines. I've got it all. I've got all of it. You've been fooled by a lot.
You should send me an email. I don't know if you have my email or not, but I would love to dig into that. I love history, so that's.
I have it all. I have it all. But the thing is. What is your email?
It's RTR Truth Media at.
Yep. Oh, okay. Your site was down, kind of even. Okay.
Yeah, my site was shot with a shotgun while I was in. Well, I was being a guest at Club Fed Hilton. So anyway, you can reach me at RTR Truth Media at protonmail.com.
Okay, and. I worked with the Bushes. I worked with the King of Saudi Arabia. I have a different view than a lot of people because I was there. A really different view than... And I know RBN's trying to get out the truth, but there's so much you don't know, and I don't pontificate. I don't need 3 hours of your time, and I thank you for your time. Good night.
Roxanne, I will always be open-eared and open-minded to anything any of our callers have to say, especially if you share information with me. We could get together and have a chat about the information that you send anytime on the air. That's the one thing wonderful about RBN. Not one time, the whole time that I've been on RBN, and I think you could probably say this too, Chris, not one time has John ever called me up and said, you can't say that.
Yeah, or say this, and I've you know, Board Ops will attest to the fact that I've asked at times, especially when I guest host, you know, hey, is there like a common thread that you've seen today or a story we're focusing on or anything like that? And the answer I get unequivocally is crickets, basically.
Yep, nope, you're on your own.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to listen to Chris because it's a different time, and then if I get time to go back and listen to the files or the... I listen, but I can't call in. And very rarely do I call in at night because I've got 90 students I'm trying to deal with at night. But tonight is my night off. Y'all have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you for calling.
Yes, and thanks for your patience.
Yes. Oh, God, she waited for so long. Yeah.
Before we go back, there's an interesting piece. I don't know. You know, I probably should have mentioned it while Roxanne was still on the air. Speaking of Hopkins and the colonel who was not a colonel, Edward Mandel House, Jim Mars did an interesting piece citing James Perloff and other work back in 2014, Pearl Harbor, Roosevelt's 9/11. And that's interesting. It's over at jimmars.com. So anyway. And
that's good. You know, and we haven't covered that stuff in quite a while. And I've had a friend who's been wanting to come on and talk about Colonel Mandel House and a lot of that stuff that was going on in that era. So we should probably do that. God, what a wicked man, huh?
Yeah,
I hear his name and hairs go in the back of my neck go up. Thank you for that link. We will share that. By the way, folks, the link that Chris was just talking about, we're going to be tweeting that out on RTR Truth Media Twitter at Tom Lacovara right now. And we do have another caller on the line I'd like to get to, as patient as they've been. Fred in Michigan. Fred in Michigan, you're on Resurrect the Republic.
Hey there, Sir Thomas.
Hello.
And Sir Chris.
Hey, Fred.
You know, historically, when I came upon a website, birdman.org, Jewish ritual murder revisited.
Mm-hmm. Bird. The bird is the word. The bird. That was Brandon's thing.
Birdman.org. And also Pizzagate, Jewish ritual murder revisited. They track the historic continuum of linguistic scholars, authors, way back, hundreds of years, and tracking the origin of Holocaust. 300 BC Carthage. And the most heinous U.S.-based incarnation of Holocaust, in my insightful opinion at this point, would be the Apollo 1 Holocaust of Virgil Gus Grisham, Roger Chaffee, and Ed White. And in the presentation, Tom, since you like history, and we all grew up wanting to believe proudly that, oh yeah, man, we really did go to that that big white thing up there. We walked there, man. And we got a flag that's waving in the wind up there too. Right? Yeah. Okay, so in the documentary that Fox presented on 15/01, entitled Conspiracy Theory, Did We Go to the Moon? They present a very balanced, factual presentation, including a young guy, the Inspector General of the Apollo mission program. This guy produced a 500-plus page document, which he presented to Congress, whenever it was, 64, 65, 66. And he said, the program is so fraught with flaws, technologic failure, it is totally doomed. Forget about it. Cease the funding, terminate it all, which is what Virgil Gus Grisham was saying. And by the way, in the same documentary, you will see none other than the great one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was one of my personal Armstrong, favorite pieces of historical cinema.
he's about 3 seconds before the Eagle Lunar Module, the last generation of it, he had to jettison 3 seconds before it impacted. And that was like 9 months before 20 July. Now, this Inspector General dude, 2 weeks after his presentation, well, damn, man, on a bluebird sunny summer day, he and his family get run over by a train. And then after him, 10 astronauts mysteriously die. And Virgil Gus Grisham's son to this day declares they were murdered. I say they were holocausted. Why? Look at the name of the entities conducting, directing, can we say orchestrated? Are they Talmudic swine scum communitarian junk scientists like Albert Einstein, who in 1947 wrote a letter to the UN saying, hey, you know, we got to develop a program to terminate all sovereign nation republics. If we Jews want to have a new world order, this is what we got to do. Samuel Roth, 1934, Jews must live. And by the way, Chris, he didn't say Talmudic Jews. Samuel Roth, Jews must live. And he said, because of our evil genius,
right.
we're able to take
over
the
world.
Well,
you're talking to me. You're talking to me,
yeah.
Fred, so I'm going to address that. And in the same context, again, I go back to Pike's letter to Mazzini, August 15, 1871, the most prophetic letter never written, colliding political Zionism against political Islam. So those guys who write that don't say, you know, Talmudic, whatever, Zionist, you know, they don't call themselves, you know, Ashkenazi, you know, Sabbatean Frankist, Ashkenazi, you know, Talmudic Zohar adherents. They call themselves Jews, but Jesus talked about a group that called themselves Jews, but were not, Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9. And in the same fashion, the Wahhabi Salafi Deobandi crowd don't call themselves Salafi Deobandi. They consider that heresy. They call themselves Muslims. And, you know, you talk to any Sunni Muslim and they go, whoa, don't lump us in with them or them with us. So it's kind of like a, you know, Ku Klux Klan member saying, well, I'm a Christian too. I think we need to define terms. So just because they say it doesn't mean that I would. We need to define terms.
Yes, that's a really good point. Yeah, because the Klan,
okay,
that's a
perfect
example.
Maurice Samuel, 1922. We Jews, we are the destroyers, shall remain the destroyers. Nothing you Goyim can do will ever meet our demands and needs. We shall forever destroy because we want a world order of our own. And that was the World Zionist Movement, Chaim Weizmann's secretary, Maurice Samuel. And that was a book entitled You Gentiles. So
and
what do we do, guys?
You know,
Brendan O'Connell organized at the grassroots level in Western Australia, his home turf, when he was being invaded by these Talmudic swine scum. Now he's in exile in Kuala Lumpur. And on YouTube, he has numerous presentations. Well, as you know, Tom, Mike Herzog interviewed Brendan a number of times. And when I see the 21 July presentation of Brendan at theamericanawakening.org, it's a solo. And he goes back to the 1800s, and he shows that the drug trade, the global drug trade, was initiated by the Rothschild Sassoon crime communitarian syndicate. Okay? And to this very day, Pat Tillman, hey, if these pro football players want to take a knee, let's have them take it in honor in commemorating Pat Tillman, who was murdered by the modern day Talmudic Rothschild communitarian swine scum Mossad CIA, the same ones that murdered JFK, RFK, MLK, right? Okay? And who is it that's stealing our high-tech industry? It's not me. It's not us. It's all these Talmudic Jew organizations that, well, like this guy Levi Semtov. On Henry Mankell's site 5 years ago, is Shabad a criminal racist terrorist organization? Here's Levi Semtov, arm in arm with his Jewish bosom buddy, President Obama, and he's boasting about the fact that they own U.S. government. I don't know what the solution is. Maybe
education.
You guys have a practical, effective solution other than force. Because I've resigned myself. I don't see any way out other than brute force.
Well, let's hope it doesn't come to that. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast. We're going into break, folks. We'll be right back.
Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're going to redistribute when we make our pay tax. Hey, sit down. Don't be a jerk.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm your host, Tom Lackabear Stewart. I'm on line right now with my co-host, J.J. Zapp, and with special host from RBN, Chris Hinckley. I think that is a good time to move on. I would like to. Chris, I'm a Christian, and as much as I know that there's evils out there, I have to say, for the sake of the record, folks, when you call in and we talk about these things, identifying the problem is one thing. To consistently reiterate, juju, 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 juju. Look, folks, I spoke with a young lady last night who left the Jewish Orthodox community. She rejected that teaching. And his founder, Way to Voluntarism, is really a lovely, lovely person. But we have to have a certain decorum. I'm not censoring anybody or telling people what they can and can't say. But on this broadcast, folks, we need to really just be respectful of other people. There's some really good people. And there's a lot of, by the way, for the record, there's a lot of Jews that have exposed a lot of these things going on. And I think that we should show just a tad bit of respect for them, too. And if people have a problem with me for saying so, then I would just say to them to go back to your and read your New Testament. Those who are committing evil is one thing, but those who are not are quite another matter. Wouldn't you say so, Chris? How would you sum that up?
Absolutely. And, yeah, I have a... response probably take a couple of minutes, so maybe we could wait till the next segment, and I will unpack it hopefully in a concise but cogent sort of fashion, and I think I can cover all the bases fairly succinctly and fairly briefly.
Okay. You know, I'd appreciate that.
Rhonda said that she appreciates it when I think, you know, not to put words in her mouth, but I think she said something along the lines of she appreciates it when I pause before I try to speak, you know, and let the thought form. Some people who know me personally don't necessarily appreciate that. I think they think I'm autistic sometimes, like I have a touch of Asperger's or something, because it's, you know,
hardly
I don't know. Maybe the wheels, you know, the gears are burning out or something. Maybe that one of the gears is stripped occasionally or something, and it just doesn't quite engage. But no, but seriously, I think I can address it in fairly succinct terms. But I'll wait till the next segment.
I don't want people to think that I'm trying to steer away from anything, because all topics are open to discuss here. This is a completely free speech platform, and I think people know where I stand on Zionism. I think they know where I stand on Talmudic Judaism. There are essentially definitely problems with both, one being a nationalistic, communistic problem, the other one being a supremacist problem that's steeped in traditions and that were created by men that Christ, I think, pointed out very succinctly. I mean, he said, you know, he said to the Pharisees, when standing in front of the Pharisees, he said, you know, your traditions make the law of God of none effect. And that's what I stand opposed to. And I think that that's really important. But like Christ did, he turned his back on them. And of course, you know, in many ways, we're under many different forms of attack, some cultural, some ideological, some physical in some cases. So it's important to stand in opposition to these things. But, you know, I think how we present ourselves ultimately is going to dictate if we're even taken seriously by the rest of the propagandized world. You see, we always think, you know, people tend to think from their own little bubble and their own realizations. And they're not thinking clearly enough to think that other people who we would like to wake up. We always talk about what's the solution to the problem. Well, the solution to the problem is not smacking somebody in the forehead with a 2x4, thus reinforcing their cognitive dissonance.
Especially with a, you know, a big stick that is a general smacking in the head. It's not just one specific person. It's, you know,
everybody. It's everybody. All right, folks, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with Chris Hinckley and JJ Zapp. I'm your host, Tom Lackabarra Stewart. We'll be right back.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, healthcare has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Yeah, I think I'll handle that.
Nice.
Oh, welcome back, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, all of my music did get terminated off of YouTube during the purge of January. But we do have, thank God, a friend of mine saved all of my YouTube archives, all 1,100 videos, and we are making our way very slowly through them, and we will be putting them back up on RTR Truth Media at BitChute, and as well as the – I have a test YouTube account. It's only got like 1,500 subscribers right now, but it's just a test to see what will happen. Everything that we're going to be doing is going on BitChute. I don't trust YouTube anymore as far as I could throw them. But anyway, we were talking about some things going into a test tube. Test tube, I like that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you want to say anything, Chris, before we get to our next caller?
Sure. I'll respond real quick. Yeah. Yeah, you know, and as far as your music is concerned, I will honestly say one of the things that I think of often is your own musical talent. I mean, it's very impressive. So
thank you.
A smart guy and very musically talented as well. So
why? Well, thank you very much, sir. And
yeah,
I think you're not
truly
so
mean
bad
that
yourself.
I definitely don't have the guitar chops that you have, for sure. You know, that's impressive stuff. So
thank you, brother. Thank you.
You bet. So my response, I would say, you know, first, let's define terms. Like I said, it's important, and make sure we don't erroneously conflate terms. That's really kind of the bigger issue. Romans chapter 2, Romans chapter 9 establishes who is a New Testament Jew. I'll leave it at that. Folks can search that out for themselves. That really, I think, settles that issue. So to keep it brief, I'll just leave it at that. Romans chapter 2, Romans chapter 9. Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 establishes who is not a Jew, and that's red letters. That's Jesus himself. So I'll leave it at that. And so, you know, reflecting on the late great Jack Otto's last public talk, that forbidden knowledge talk that folks can still find on YouTube, if YouTube is up, haha. But Jack Otto breaks it down in the first 10 minutes, like 1,500 years of recorded history. And this group of folks who converted to Judaism as a politically expedient move so as not to be attacked from Christian crusaders or Muslims. And so who would do that? Who would masquerade as wolves in sheep's clothing? You know, and from there, I would jump forward to the term sheep dipped, if that rings a bell. So who wants to masquerade as wolves in sheep's clothing? It's a, you know, common artful practice that is, you know, goes into antiquity, as we know. So it's important to understand the terms and not to conflate them, and realize some people will use that term to, well, foment controversy, to avoid detection, and to masquerade as wolves in sheep's clothing. Enough said. So
no, that's very good. I only have one thing to add to that, if you don't mind. And
sure.
I'd like people to think about it like this, right? Picture a bullseye, all right? Picture a red and white striped bullseye. Not the Target logo, but for lack of a better graphic, think about that bullseye. At the center of the bullseye is the group or individuals who have an agenda. And they perpetrate this agenda by using the next ring that uses the next ring that uses the next ring. On the outside of this ring, you have people that identify as something. They're normal, everyday people, just like Americans, just like you, just like me. They don't really delve into the depths that the core or the root does.
Right.
And those are the type of people that I really like to reach out to, have conversations with, and share what my thoughts are, and by way of information. This is kind of the way Christ did too. I mean, he sat with people that weren't so reputable, some people that were, and he shared his message with them, and it resonated in their hearts, and that grew. And that's kind of how I'm trying to use Christ as an example in my life, rather than a 2x4. That's just one method. Someone else, I guess, can have another method, but that's kind of how I describe it. And I look at Americans as being the same. Look, we have some Americans, like George Bush is an American, and I'm an American. So you could lump me and George Bush into the same group, but obviously we're not the same group. So if you look at that target, then it makes sense. There's different rings to this group, some of which are not responsible for the actions of others. It's just that simple.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm not trying to deny the veracity and the legitimacy of the issues that Fred presents. I never do that when he calls in to Road Warrior Radio. I don't do that. But I'm trying to clarify, especially for folks listening. So to that point, Eustace Mullins wrote a book published, I think, back in 1985, The World Order, A Study in the Hegemony of Parasitism. For those, again, I'll just leave it at that. It's an interesting, you know, topical discourse. And back to the topic at hand. So we've defined terms. Who is a Jew? Who is not a Jew? Romans 2 and Romans 9, Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9. Jack Otto talked about how there was a group that made a politically expedient move centuries and centuries ago, and Albert Pike wrote the most prophetic letter never written, published, sent to Giuseppe Mazzini dated August 15, 1871, outlining three world wars to basically complete world hegemony. Yes. And how to do it. And the Third World War, allegedly, it was outlined, must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. Yep. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And we can see this in the headlines every day. Political Zionism, most notably the State of Israel, so-called. I don't think it's the biblical State of Israel. That's a separate issue.
Right.
And Saudi Arabia. And again, so it's political Zionism. It's not Judaism, certainly not Orthodox Judaism. And for those, again, who are looking for a distinction, if what I'm saying is anti-Semitic, then are the Naturi Karta anti-Semitic? They're Orthodox Jews who don't like Zionism. So are they anti-Semitic? And then you got to get into the etymology of that term. As you know, what is anti-Semitism? What is Semitism? Who were the Shemites? And these Ashkenazi folks and Sephardi folks have no connection to, Shem. Anyway, that's a separate discussion. So we see this in the headlines every day. I mean, we're hearing, for example, about the journalist. What's his name? Khashoggi?
Yeah, Khashoggi.
Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. What happened to him? The world is going crazy. And who's perhaps to blame? Never mind the fact that 15 of 19 alleged hijackers were Saudi. Bin Laden was Saudi. The CIA's Jeddah consulate was issuing visas to terrorists, as J. Michael Springman tells us. Never mind all of that. But, you know, now we're upset a journalist. Whatever. So it's Saudi Arabia who proliferates this Wahhabi ideology, Salafi ideology, and folks can go to the Salafi movement entry for on Wikipedia, the Salafi movement Wikipedia entry, and on the section titled Views on Extremism, it says Salafism is sponsored globally by Saudi Arabia, and this ideology, not religion, this ideology is used to justify violent acts of jihadi Salafi groups that include Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, and the Al-Shabaab. In addition, as if that weren't bad enough, Saudi Arabia prints textbooks for schools and universities to teach Salafism, including at Yale, by the way, as well as recruit international students from Egypt, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Africa, and the Balkans to help spread Salafism in their local communities. Problem, anyone? And from there, it's a quick trip over to the CIA's Operation Cyclone, which folks can also find on Wikipedia. I'll leave it to folks to read that. Basically, it's talking Operation Cyclone is the CIA's program to arm and finance the Mujahideen, which became Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, ISIS, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, et cetera, et cetera. But even the CIA or even the Wikipedia entry mentions the program leaned heavily towards supporting militant Islamic groups. In other words, these Salafi radicals, Wahhabi Salafi Diobandi radicals, are the folks that the CIA was recruiting. And so our so-called dearest allies in the region, Israel, so-called Israel, and Saudi Arabia, which were both created, ironically, in the 20th century, and it seems in direct correlation with Pike's letter.
I like how people try and discredit Pike's letter by saying it was a forgery. You know, that's the same thing we heard with other things. They were so-called forgery. But it's been known about for so long now that even if it was a forgery, then its forger was a prophet.
It predates the creation of Saudi Arabia and Israel and the Second World War. We know because Cardinal Rodriguez, I think, was first publicly to mention it back in 1925, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So even the United Nations, the corrupt UN Human Rights Council, if folks go to the Wikipedia entry for UNHRC, UN Human Rights Council, you can see if you click on specific issues section, Israel and Saudi Arabia, that Israel and Saudi Arabia are the worst human rights violators, even according to the UN Human Rights Council, the corrupt UNHRC. They're the worst on the planet.
And our allies.
And our dearest allies in the region. So does that not sound like it corresponds to Pike's letter to Mazzini? I leave it to the listener. So back to the point, though, we're talking about, you know, in the break, all the world is a stage, as Shakespeare said, and everyone plays their role. Places, everyone. So we all know about Smedley Butler. He blew the whistle on the business plot back in the 30s, and McCormick-Dickstein committee suppressed testimony. It didn't actually reveal it, but John Spivak wrote a series of articles that were very revealing, titled Wall Street's Fascist Conspiracy. And he said it best, I think. He said in the first article, it will be shown that financial and economic class considerations rise above every other kind, including racial and religious ones. In other words, they're all a bunch of corrupt yahoos. Everyone's doing their part. And he even included in his article series the handwritten control network, the Morgan-controlled folks, American Jewish Committee, Kuhn Loeb, Remington Rand, American Liberty League, William Randolph Hearst, all these people and organizations. But he even mentioned the fact that he said the anti-Semitic character of Nazism has been abundantly demonstrated in these pages. Nevertheless, this article and succeeding ones will reveal Jewish financiers working with fascist groups, which, if successful, would unquestionably heighten the wave of hate the Jew propaganda. Well, that doesn't make sense unless you read Pike's letter to Mazzini, and then it makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. And so these groups.
Again, way the Catholic Church kind of played into the back end of that was very interesting, too. It was all, God, so well orchestrated an agenda. That just blows my mind.
So to conclude, Fred asked the question, what do you do? And I have a specific answer. So Washington, in his 1796 farewell address, talked about the cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men who will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion. If folks look at the quote, paragraph before that and that paragraph, it sounds like it was lifted from today. Andrew Jackson expressed similar sentiments in 1837 in his farewell address. Honest and even enlightened men,
yes,
are sometimes misled by the specious and plausible statements of the designing. And he said mutual suspicions and reproaches may in time create mutual hostility, and artful and designing men will always be found who are ready to foment these fatal divisions and to inflame the natural jealousies of different sections of the country. The history of the world is full of such examples, and especially the history of republics. So these guys were, and there were others as we know, but they were very clear on this sort of, you know, artful, ambitious, unprincipled, you know, artful and designing men. They said it that way, and they said, be watchful, you know, watch their feet, not what they call themselves. Yep. And as far as what we can do about it, I go back to John Adams talking about, you know, that phrase, you know, what do we mean by the American Revolution? Do we mean the American War? The revolution was effected before the war commenced. The revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people. And that was in a letter to Hezekiah Niles, February 13, 1818. And he outlined some very specific things. Go back and make sure that you guys gather up all the documents from that period and understand exactly what happened. And there was one guy he said was very instrumental, James Otis, and his defense of the Boston merchants against the revenue laws and against writs of assistance as tyrannical engines to execute the revenue laws. And even though James Otis's 1761 defense of the Boston merchants was unsuccessful, he gave a 4 or 5 hour defense, and it stuck with John Adams, and he intimated it to William Tudor in letters, a series of letters, in 1818, 57 years after it happened. And John Adams was reflecting on it, and he said he gave William Tudor what he called the heads of James Otis discourse, and he said, I sincerely believe Mr. Otis to have been the earliest and principal founder of one of the greatest political revolutions that ever occurred among men. And he said, it seems to me of some importance that his name and character should not be forgotten. And I've been trying to remind people of James Otis and what John Adams said about him, and in hopes of sparking the same kind of revolution in the minds and hearts of the people that he referred to in his letter to Hezekiah Niles.
Amen. Amen.
So thank you for indulging me.
No, that was you made wonderful points. We have two callers. I'm going to try and get to these guys before the end. We have Fred in Iowa. Fred in Iowa, you're on Resurrect the Republic.
Hello. Hello, gentlemen. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, Fred. How are you, my friend?
Well, I just got up from a nap, so I'm not so clear-headed. But am I ever happy to see you two guys together, man? I've been wanting that for over a year. And that's Chris Ainsley and Tom Lacabara. Hey, Tom, you made a statement that you do not trust YouTube. Well, there's a lot of crap on there, but my God, use it.
I'm using it, but I don't trust it.
Well, that calls for discernment. Discernment.
Yeah. And God, I love you, Fred.
It said in the Bible that my people perish for lack of knowledge. And then they stop there because they reject knowledge. Now, I'm going to read the last verse in Ecclesiastes 3. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner he giveth travail. To gather up and to heap up, that's riches and money, that he may give to him that is good before God. And, of course, this is all vanity. Well, what that means is these people that work 18, 20 hours a day, heaping up riches here on earth, with no care for their fellow man, they will give their money to a righteous man. And in the remnant church that has 21 television stations, are in 88 countries, and I forget the rest of the statistics, this person and his wife and family live as paupers. But he talks to millionaires and billionaires. And they give him money. Now, it isn't the old story, send us some money and you'll be rich. No, it ain't. We're fighting evil and good.
Yes, sir.
And people have to enlighten themselves, but they need help. And like I say on air so often, that a Christian has to be a missionary. Now, you can utilize YouTube. And Tom, yourself, you know I'm not real handy on the computer. And I've got two of them going. And
I tried to set you up as best as I could there, my friend.
Well, I've got a geek that's helping me now. And we'll talk about that later on. All right. We can put our testimonies on YouTube, and we'll get to one or two or 10 people and bring them to the Word and the Bible, and they'll understand. Well, sometime I want to call in, and you guys ask me questions, because I can't remember it all. I'm not an academic. I, you know, take one page or one sheet of facts and figures and write 20 pages of footnotes.
Fred, I'll take you how I can get you. I love you, brother. I love you with all my heart, and so does my wife.
I know you do, and vice versa, and I love Chris Hinckley. Well, anyhow, boys, man, I am just overwhelmed with joy that you two are together
Well, we'll try.
Hallelujah, Fred. Hallelujah.
Thank you. We'll try and do this more often, Fred. I promise you, I'll try if Chris is game for that.
Absolutely. Right, and we've been talking about it or trying to for a while.
Right. Messages back and forth.
It was impromptu, but
yeah. But it's just worked out. You know, God works in mysterious ways. We have one more caller, and I don't want to. I feel so bad that we've made people wait. Dave from God's Green Earth. Dave, you're on Resurrect Republic.
Yes, hi. Good evening.
I'm sorry to make you wait so long.
No, let's talk. Basically, sometimes people come at these talks with a lot of preconceptions and things that are almost assumed to be true. Kind of like, you know, if you walk into a Baptist church or any denomination, any breed of denomination, they have a set bunch of ideas that they have already assumed are true, but they don't pass a logical test. Then there's a problem. There's a big problem. I've been noticing that with many different shows on the network here. For instance, tonight I noticed it with the fellow who was talking about the Jewish this and that and the other thing, but he was talking first about the space race and going to the moon, and I think the assumption behind that was that we didn't go to the moon, because there's a lot of evidence that shows that this moon landing footage is false and crazy, and I've seen this information. It's very convincing, but it doesn't prove that we didn't go to the moon. It only proves ridiculous.
Right, I think it proves that we either didn't go to the moon when they said that we did.
No, it doesn't prove that at all.
Well, get here's that out. The thing.
That's it's, a false it's, statement. You see, don't. That's
well,
not proof
again,
of that.
Prove a negative. All right, mute.
This is one of those dilemmas with these kinds of broadcasts. That's a subject that would take us a while to unpack.
The subject here is simply logic. Logically, that doesn't tell us that a negative occurred. When I brought this up to John Moore and he was on there talking about it with somebody else, he immediately realized what the problem was. He said, "You're right. You cannot prove a negative," and that's the case. So
hang on one second with that. And the only way that I would argue and to refute that is that I'm evidence based. My father was a judge. I grew up in courts, right? So I go by a preponderance of evidence when I make a decision, as if I was a juror sitting in a jury box. No, does that mean that a jury, when it makes a determination, is 100% sure? No. But sometimes you have to come to a reasonable assumption based on the evidence and the facts that's presented to you into making a decision on whether you are going to believe and continue to believe an agency that has a motive, which is the accumulation of huge amounts of money, and which separates itself out into the Defense Department complex. When they come and tell you that we couldn't possibly go back to the moon now because they lost the technology, yet we have stealth fighters.
There's a YouTube playlist on the Road Warrior Radio channel titled NASA Moon Landing. It has 37 videos. A few have been deleted, apparently. But I would, you know, watch some of those, Dave, and call Road Warrior Radio. I'd love to talk about it.
Yeah, me too. And I it's a shame we don't have more time. But I will be here tomorrow. Call back in. I would love to have this conversation with you, Dave. I hate that we're running out of time. But please call back in tomorrow. I'll have this conversation with you if you want. But, you know, folks, evidence, preponderance, you know, the little boy who cried wolf, we've caught them in so many lies that they need to prove to me a lot more than just claiming something. So that's where I'm at. Chris, thank you for joining JJ Sapp and I tonight. This is Tom Lackabara Stewart.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Oh, it was awesome. We'll catch you tomorrow. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR Truth Media. Hey, go to resurrecttherepublic.com, smash that PayPal, enter your chance to win a computer, $25. Total watch.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.